This is SBR, the People's Pod, giving you unfiltered and unqualified content every other week. I'm Cliff East Joe. Welcome back, everybody.
What's up, everyone?
I hope you guys liked the episode last week. We're just talking
about chatting about Dan.
Shout out, Dan. We love you.
We love you.
All right. Playoffs are here. Playoffs are here. And before we get to that, Joe, we're going to take a double step back, look at the news, play a quick game of Cringy Bingy, because there's a lot of stuff that happened in the last couple days.
A little too much Cringy Bingy content to just skip it.
We can't just skip it, so let's hit it real quick. Joe, Cringy Bingy, Gobert punching his teammate.
I got to go with the cringe, unfortunately. Initially, Cliff, I thought Gobert was just like going crazy. I thought he was just, I don't know, wilding out for no reason. But apparently the conversation came out, the words came out, and I get it. But unfortunately, it's still cringy, because if you're going to go, you got to go hard. If you're going to go, you got to go Draymond. If you're defending your manhood, you know, go all the way.
Yeah.
But he
don't punch him back up. Don't punch and run away.
Shoulder. It was a middle school birthday punch. And then he started backing up toward the locker room, all 7 foot Rudy Gobert. And then he profusely apologized, apparently, afterward. And so I don't know. It's just I don't love it, Cliff.
I think it's so bingy. It's like, you know, like when he was traded for Walker Kessler, Jared Vanderbilt,
who's
Malik
already
Beasley,
better than him.
Four picks and a pick swap. It was already the worst trade. Then everyone really got the spotlight because it's like, oh, wow, the Twin Towers, Gobert and Kat. We're like, this is going to be the worst thing. And it was worse than that.
Yep.
Terrible. And then, you know, the Timberwolves, who thought they were going to be championship contenders, out of the playoffs, in and out of the playoffs. They, you know, they got to the play-in. They got there right before. And then Gobert punches his teammate. So it's like, not only are you ineffective on offense, not only are you now ineffective on defense, or I don't know if you were ever effective on defense. And third, now you're ineffective in the locker room.
Yep.
Joe, definitely maybe a game within a game, is Gobert a top 250 player?
Ooh, it's a tough one, Cliff, but I'm going to have to go definitely not on that one. Just because.
250. That puts him as like the eighth best player on a middling team.
Guess what, Cliff? The Timberwolves, last night, as of this recording, looked the best they've ever looked. And they played without Rudy Gobert. So I'm going to go ahead and say, not only, well, I mean, Ant-Man was terrible, but Cat played really well.
He was not ready.
And overall, they were good. Kyle Anderson had the game of his life.
He's good, man. He's their Austin Reeves.
He hit the pinnacle of his career after being hit by, after trolling Rudy Gobert into suspending himself. He was high on power, and he destroyed last night. Of course, Lakers got the win, but I mean, look.
They were almost up by 20.
With Rudy Gobert, without Rudy Gobert, I think they're slightly better without Rudy Gobert, which is not something should say about you if you are a
top 10 paid player.
I mean, they shouldn't be better without you, so.
Joe, last one, Cringy Bingy. Luka and the Mavs missed the playoffs and are now being investigated.
Oh, gosh. It's
Cringy Bingy.
Again, I got to go cringy. I didn't want this, Cliff. We predicted it would be disastrous. I didn't want it to be this disastrous. I want to at least see
I thought
Luka
it would come back
Kyrie.
A little.
Yeah.
I thought they'd make the play-in.
I want to at least see them in the playoffs. The play-in at the very least. We could have got something interesting there. Man, it's been
But instead, we have to watch the Pelicans without Zion. We got to watch OKC Zion with just watching SGA.
Watching from the sideline. Bucket of chicken in his lap.
Beignets.
Bucket beignets. Of beignets.
Gumbo.
Watching SGA. Thinking that could have been me.
Willie Mays.
I was that good once in my younger days.
Jambalaya. What else do they have in New Orleans? Crawfish. Crawfish boil.
He's got the buffet package where you get to go and, you know.
Give me all the butter. Give me all the butter.
Come on, man. Come on.
Yeah, look, we don't want Luka to be saying, I used to like basketball. Now I hate everything. We don't want that, Luka, okay?
All right. Everything we talked about literally 2 months ago happened already. It already happened.
It happened
in like 2 months.
The scrutiny
Luka's
is happening.
Not liking
everything.
Basketball. Kyrie's already out, of course.
He's
and
like,
already,
I don't want to be in Dallas.
The criticism has already started. It's
Look,
already
started. We know Dave Dada is all about his art, okay? We know. What we didn't know was Luka went from Sassori of the Red Sand to freaking this guy who is just like
jaded dude.
He's just all mad.
Jaded old
unhappy,
man already.
Already. He's like trying
In
to preserve
season.
His youth by becoming a puppet. He's like, I used to take down villages by myself. 100 puppets myself. But now I got to deal with this Dadada guy. Bring him on. Oh my God.
He's like, I took down Phoenix solo. 100 puppet jutsu. They feared me. They feared me in Phoenix. I show up, 100 puppets. And already now he's just that dude, the old dude on the road. Just, yeah. You know, chopping it up with Daytona as they're going to pick up some two tails or whatever. Oh, how sad. How sad.
You're like, he's like... Tim Hardaway Jr., Reggie Bullock, Davis Bertans, you can't tell them any of them apart. Jaden Hardy, Josh Green.
Jaden Hardy, Josh Green, I mean,
Maxi Kleber, Justin Holiday. They're all the same. They're all the same. They're part
they're
of my jutsu, okay?
They're all puppets. And this dude shows up out of nowhere that's like, nah, art.
It's a bang.
It's a thing. Oh, man. Oh, it's sad.
It's so sad.
I like seeing good players in the playoffs. I want to see the stars. I want to see Luka. I want to see Kyrie.
You got to see the best players.
It's cringy. I don't like seeing them out.
Look, you don't like seeing the last day of the regular season, right? Where random dudes are just going off for 40. Okay? Cam Thomas again. Again, going up.
Cam Thomas part two. Electric Boogaloo.
It's just like, okay. Like, I don't care about this, okay?
Yeah.
I don't care about this. I don't care about Peyton Pritchard getting triple doubles, okay? It does nothing for me. Okay.
I like some Mac McClung though. Mac McClung 29-9.
I don't need a Kenneth Lofton Jr. getting 42-14 on the Grizz. Who cares?
Kenny Lofton.
Who cares? Okay? Who cares?
Yeah. It's cringy.
But let's get to it. Playoffs are here, Joe, and I put together a new game for you. Brand new game. Not Chef's Kiss. Idiot Sandwich. I don't forget the third one.
This has not been run by me, so.
This has not been run by Joe again because those are the best ones. Joe, we're going to play Bet the Upset or Bet the Main Threat. Here we go. Joe, the first round of the East is going to be a massacre. We know that. No one cares. Giannis is coming out. Tatum is coming out. We know that. We know Donovan's coming out. We know Embiid's coming out. Everything in the East is round two. Round two is where it all begins. So let's go to the West because the West, round one, is going to be amazing. It's going to be fun. You got Grizz Lakers. You got Kings Warriors. You got Phoenix Clippers and the Nuggets steamrolling the eighth place team, whoever they are. Because as of this recording, we don't know. Mm. And it's not going to be Minnesota because Gobert's going to play. actually think it might be OKC.
Me too.
Joe, first up, Sac versus the Warriors. Bet the upset or bet the main threat?
Bet the, it's too many rhymes, Cliff. It's too many rhymes. And then the syllables don't match again. You know, it's got to be like bet the set or bet the threat. You know, like it can't be like it's all over the place. It's all over the place, man.
But set doesn't it like standing for upset?
That's what I'm saying, though. Bet the threat or
but the threat
legit
could
upset.
Be the upset.
You know, like
the
like legit
could be upset,
upset.
That's why you have to get them the main.
Come on. We'll workshop it. We'll figure it out by the end of the segment.
How about chef's kiss or chef's diss?
Oh, see, even that's better. I like that. Anyway.
But you get the game.
I have the Warriors.
You get the game.
I have the Warriors.
Whoa!
I don't know what to call it. I have the Warriors. Sacramento hasn't
been
in the playoffs.
They're the sixth seed.
They haven't been in the playoffs since, what? What is it? 16 years?
16 years.
What, like the third Matrix
since
movie
Mike,
was coming
since
out?
Since Mike Bibby.
Since we were in college. What was happening back in 06? What is it, 03? What is this? What year is this? Huh?
X-Men, like The Last Stand came out.
The Last Stand was disappointing people in theaters. Ratner was still making movies. I mean,
yeah, since X-Men, The Last Stand, First Class came out.
I mean, come on. This is... Cliff, since then, an entire X-Men franchise was born and died.
I mean, Age of Apocalypse.
You had the whole thing.
You had the Rogue one.
You had Age of Apocalypse. You had the time travel one. What was that? Days of Future Past. You did the whole thing. And it died.
You had the X-Men cartoon Charles Xavier come in during Multiverse of Madness.
Come on, Cliff. I mean, Cliff, the most recent – what was the most recent Marvel movie? The last time they made that was like Blade? It's like the third Blade movie? Blade Trinity? Man, Robert Downey Jr.
MCU. They had a whole MCU since the Kings made the playoffs.
They had the most successful cinematic universe in history. Wasn't even born yet the last time the Kings went to the playoffs.
Facebook didn't exist.
Oh my gosh. People were on MySpace, Cliff. We were still aiming in 2006. Or 2008. Whatever this is. I don't even know when. What is this? 2007?
Let's look it up for real. Okay. The last time the Sacramento Kings made the playoffs, 2006.
2006?
Brad Miller was their best player. He was the tops in win share. The last time Brad Miller played an NBA game was 2012.
Cliff. It was Pirates. Pirates of the Caribbean. Of the Caribbean was the highest grossing movie of 2006. And then you had Cars. The first one. The first one, Cliff. And then you had The Last Stand. And you had the first Da Vinci Code. The first Da Vinci Code. Come on. The first, whatever, Dan Brown one.
Nothing is better than having a whole MCU in between their playoff appearances. Like, how many movies is that?
It's like 30 movies or something. I don't know how many movies exactly. It's a lot of movies, Cliff, and TV shows. And you had the highest grossing movie of all time. And then it got passed by the other highest grossing movie of all time again.
Oh, yeah. They had Avatar, and then they had Endgame.
And then it got passed by the other highest grossing movie again. Because they brought Avatar back.
That was the last time. But Joe!
All right.
Joe, okay. These two teams, it's a battle of playoff inexperience versus an 11-30 road team. That's really what the battle is. and who's going to win out. Mm-hmm. It's really, for SAC to win, they have to hold home court.
Yes.
They have to hold it games one and two. Like, they have to let the road woes of the Warriors, like, really play out here. But here's the problem with this is like, you know, it's not exactly Lakers and Clippers, but it's more like New York Jets, New York Giants, or like Yankees Mets. It's like just a swing across, right?
Right.
You can still sleep at home. You know, they're not really on the road, right? They don't really have to bond at the hotel.
Yes.
Like, they don't have, Draymond and Jordan Poole don't have to share the same hotel.
No, they don't.
They can go home to their homes and sleep in their homes, be with their families. Their wives can be like, or in Jordan Poole's sense, his bunnies or his honeys could be like, hey, just keep it chill for a little bit, okay?
Yeah.
Keep it chill. It's all good. Just get through this. We'll figure it out later. And so that's why I have the Warriors winning in six, because the Kings will win one game of the first two. The Kings will win game five, but the Warriors will win every game at home, and they'll win theirs. They'll split the first ones. So it'll be a good series.
Sacramento can never be tied in the series. I mean, except for 0-0, obviously.
Yeah, they have to lead 2-0.
They have to lead always. They have to always lead. If it gets to 1-1 even, pressure's on. And trust me, when that pressure's on, I mean, Herter, Keegan Murray, Malik Monk, they're not going to be bombing threes. Like, they're not. I trust De'Aaron Fox. He'll probably play okay.
He led the league in clutch stats.
Yes, and I think he'll be fine. But even even stars get the jitters.
Of course.
You know, when it's playoff time, the intensity kicks up. And you see, look at the end of the Lakers-Timberwolves game. I mean, just comedy of errors. Just like turnover after turnover after turnover, right?
And what LeBron was a part of it. Oh my gosh. He's been there. And he's been there.
Look, LeBron is – here's another story. He's old.
We'll get to it. We'll get to it.
I see his age.
We'll get to it.
I don't think – I don't even think he's choking. I just think he's old. But look, that's what happens. When the intensity gets ramped up, you make mistakes.
Yeah.
You know? And Golden State, I think they have experience. They're going to be able to lean on that to kind of collect themselves and say, hey, we've been here before. And to just know what it takes, right? For Sacramento – They could figure it out. I don't think it's impossible for them to win, obviously, but they can't get behind in the series. They can't get even tied in the series. They got to win every home game. You know, they have to really take advantage. And the other thing, Cliff, that's one bad thing about them being close, because Sacramento has a great home court, right?
But,
I mean, Warriors fans are probably going to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's so close. So
it's close.
That might nullify some of the home. Like, when the away team scores and you hear enough cheers where it comes on the broadcast.
Like at a Clipper game?
That's not good. Yeah, because that kind of hurts your psyche, I feel like. If you're the home team, you want the massive home advantage, right? Which I think, you know, Sacramento does have generally, but in this case, they might not, just given the circumstance. So that's not good.
For people that think experience is nothing, it's everything from the beginning too. So, Joe, we're about to go to a trampoline center for your son's birthday on Saturday. My son, Logan, the first time we went to a trampoline center, it's called Sky Zone. He was so nervous. He was scared. Didn't know. He was like nervous about jumping, whatever. The second time we went to Sky Zone with Logan, it was a birthday party. He was showing his friends around. He's like, hey, here, this is where you do this. This is where you do this. This is where you do this. The third time we went to Sky Zone, he went without me. Like, I was like doing stuff and he like went without me and started jumping without me. That's experience, right? That's experience. Can the Kings grow up in one series this fast? I don't know. I think it's going to be too hard. There's going to be new things every single time. Game one is new. Game two is new. Game three is new. Game four, five, six, seven, if they get to it. All that is going to be new to them. Brand new. It's not new for Steph, Clay, and Dre. It's not even Jordan Poole. It's not new.
Not new.
All right, Joe. Let's head into what I think is going to be the most exciting series of round one. Phoenix versus the Clippers. Joe, bet the upset or the main threat?
No, I have the main threat. I have Phoenix. I mean, I guess that's the main threat. It's 4-5.
Of course, they're the 4 seed.
I mean, yeah, but on paper, it's, I mean, look, KD's ridiculous. He's 25 of his last 27 games. He's lost 2 games since the end of November, Cliff. The end of November, since November 27th. Of course, he missed a bunch of games because he was hurt. But 25-2 over that span is pretty dang ridiculous.
Across 2 teams.
Across 2 teams. He's undefeated on the Suns. They can't lose when he plays. He has Booker. Look, Booker is, what should I say? How many, Cliff, how many non-basketball stories have there been about Devin Booker this season?
1. Him and Kendall broke up. That's it.
And that's good news for his basketball. Let me just tell you that. So there is nothing going on with Book, okay? How often is Book in the news for like, oh, he said something weird. What's up with his future? He believes this weird thing. He went on some podcast and like he was throwing smoke all over. No, nothing. Nothing, right? Devin Booker, all about basketball. He's just about playing basketball. He talks on the court and all that kind of stuff.
The second story was he likes classic cars.
Okay, I don't even remember that one, so who cares, right? I mean, it's a non-story. That is a non-story if I ever heard a non-story about an NBA player. They like classic cars, cool.
Yeah, he doesn't like those supercars. He likes classic cars.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, dog bites man, you know, sun comes up. Like, it's, you know, it's non-stories, right? Like, that's the thing. And so this is perfect for KD because that's all KD cares about. He doesn't want all that off-the-court drama. He doesn't want all these questions about, like, even stuff like, is he going to, you know, what's going to happen? What is the future of Phoenix and all that kind of, hey, look, nobody cares, right? For him, all he wants to do is play basketball. I think that's good. Chris Paul being a little intense but, like, a very vocal leader, probably also good for Kevin Durant. He could be the bad guy. He can bark out all the orders and – even the fact that his game is slightly diminished, also good for Kevin Durant. No questions. What's happening at the end of a game? You know, give Kevin Durant the ball, get out of the way. Kevin Durant gets double teamed. Give the ball to Booker, get out of the way. Booker gets, you know, doubled. Then Chris Paul can shoot some open threes. Doesn't have to think about it too much. And so I think they're not going to have many problems against the Clippers. So I have Phoenix, probably 6. 5?
That's some trouble. 5, 6 is some trouble.
I'll just say 5 then because I don't believe there's going to be a ton of trouble.
Look, KD is incredible. He is incredible. And for as quiet a season as he's been having for his standards or for his media attention, the dude is fresh off a 56-40-92 season.
It's crazy.
On the Suns, Joe, he's shooting 57% from 3.
That's like ridiculous.
He's putting on a clinic, and he's gonna put on a show. But the problem with KD is Kawhi's gonna guard him. That is, right. It's gonna put a hamper on some of his stats, right? And for good reason. Kawhi's one of the best defenders in the league. The problem is, you lock down Kevin Durant, they got a Devin Booker, and as great as Norman Powell is, or Trey Mann, they can't guard Devin Booker. For as much trash as I talk about 17-3-3 Devin Booker, who's actually like a 26-point per game scorer for like the last 4 years, he is very talented at putting the ball in the hoop. Very talented. And that is a skill that Kevin Durant looks across the way and like, I see you. You are like me.
The Suns also, look, CP3 and Book are both kind of undersized, right? Mm-hmm. So they do have problems scoring sometimes. You know, if you have the right team, the right defenders, you can give them problems. You can't do that with Kevin Durant. And so, you know, Eugene, actually, I was texting with him. Actually, we have a bet on this because I think Phoenix is going to win. He thinks the Clippers are going to win.
Really?
Yeah, because he thinks it's eerily similar to the Celtics. So he thinks Kawhi is kind of going to play the Tatum role. He's going to maybe shut down KD. He thinks Clippers' defense is good. They don't have Paul George. Yeah,
I'd understand.
Sure. That's one huge thing, but somehow without that, he still thinks they're going to win. But I think Booker is very different from Kyrie.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think Book is like Kyrie. He's not really just like a one-on-one guy. Kyrie needs the ball in his hand. He is one of the greatest ISO scorers of all time.
Of all time.
Booker's not that. He can catch and shoot. He does not need the ball in his hands all the time. Kyrie's not a great catch and shoot guy.
Mm.
Like, I think you see that problem with Dallas.
He's not great. Okay. He's good.
He's okay. Like, if you compared him to, obviously, Clay, right? But then there are guys who are good. Like, Zach LaVine is really good catch and shoot. You know, I think Book is good catch and shoot. I think there are, like, a Desmond Bane or something. You know, there are guys that fit that role very well. Kyrie, he needs to dribble 3-4 times to get his rhythm. You look at most of his buckets, that's how he gets them. Even on, you know, long threes. He needs, like, one dribble step back or sidestep. So I think it'll be different. I think it's a little bit easier. It fits better together. You know, with KD and Kyrie, you never felt like they fit well together, even when the Nets were good. Even when they were killing, they're not, like, playing off each other. They're just both going ISO, scoring one-on-one. And Phoenix looks like they fit. So barring any kind of injury to any of their main players, I think Phoenix should win.
Yeah. Look, no Paul George. That's, like, the big one. I think if Paul George was there, the Clippers would have a lot bigger of a chance. And I think on the Phoenix side, like, Chris Paul, his numbers are down across the board because he's old. And Ayton hates the team. Like, we all know this. But but I just think Book and KD are greater than Kawhi and Westbrook.
Mm.
I just think it's greater. And so you have to give it that.
That's going to be interesting. Westbrook be interesting.
And KD. Look, I think for the Clippers' sake, like, Westbrook was 21-5-7 in April, and Kawhi was 29-10-5 in April. Like, they are playing playoff style right now. And if you saw Westbrook against the Lakers, he's motivated as he always is. And so
I think a lot of what's happened recently is fool's gold to me. We'll talk about it in a second. We should get into the next one because I think this is the main thing.
All right, here we go. Let's talk about the main thing. Joe, Memphis, the Memphis Grizzlies versus the Lakers. Bet the upset or bet the main threat?
Bet the main threat. Mm. I don't like the matchup of Memphis. I was hoping we'd get the Kings. I think we'd have a much greater chance against the Kings. I think even, to me, I feel like Denver would have been a better matchup for us. I don't like how Memphis matches up with us.
Yeah.
Because they are, you know, kind of like chippy, physical. Well coached. I don't think they're going to back down from any moment. I don't think they're scared of LeBron. If anything, I think it's going to make them play better. I think they're hyped up to play against kind of LeBron and AD. I don't think they're going to like that. A lot of analysts are going to be picking the Lakers. And to me, the Lakers have been like fool's gold.
Yeah.
You know, since Cliff, what was the reason that everybody thought the Lakers were going to get into the play-in at least? Because remember, we were like 13th, a month and a half ago. Right. Yeah. So why did everybody think we were going to make it?
LeBron.
There were a couple reasons. We had the trades, right? But what was one of the main reasons that people kept bringing up down the stretch of the season that LeBron's coming back. Advantageous to the Lakers?
LeBron's coming back.
No, not LeBron.
Oh, AD.
No. Advantageous to the Lakers, the Lakers, as opposed to any other team.
Oh, the schedule.
Yes, right?
The schedule.
So many times people were bringing up Lakers have one of the easiest schedules.
It's the softest schedule,
Down the stretch of the season.
It was 30th.
So the fact –
It was 30th. It had the easiest schedule.
So the fact that the Lakers have been playing well, people aren't thinking about that? Like, yeah, we look good. We've been playing all the worst teams.
Yeah. Played Orlando, played Houston, played the Phoenix without any of their starters.
Without their starters. We played Utah like a couple times and they weren't playing for anything.
Yeah.
And then we lost to like Houston. Like,
and played
not
OKC
that it matters.
A couple times.
Yeah, we played OKC a couple
times. New Orleans a couple times.
It's all the bottom teams.
Yeah.
Why do people think that, yeah, okay, did the trade help? Yes. Lakers have been better. Definitely. Yeah. Okay, uh-huh. That is indisputable.
Yes.
However, the schedule has been super soft. And here's the other thing, Cliff. Before LeBron came back, so since the trade deadline, since a trade deadline, the Lakers, 8th in net rating, 18-9, and really good. Defensive rating, 3rd. Okay. Mm-hmm. Offensive rating, I think like somewhere middle of the pack, 15th. Okay. But if you break it down, so the time before LeBron came back, defensive rating, number 1. Once LeBron came back, defensive rating fell to 13th.
Mm.
And I don't like that. That's what you see out there. Now, offensive rating flipped, right? Offensive rating before LeBron came back, after the trade deadline, when LeBron was out, basically, we were like 20th. And then after LeBron came back, we were like 4th.
Yeah.
So, the offense has gotten a lot better, but the defense has gotten way worse. And you saw it the other day, even in the Minnesota game.
Yeah.
Oh, the defense, the rotations. LeBron ended the game minus 14 in a game that we won. And in a game that nobody else was really even close to him in plus minus, except for Vanderbilt, who got limited minutes. He was minus 12. LeBron was worse on the team. No one else really close. You know, AD was plus 9. Austin Reeves, I think, was like even, something like that. And so D'Lo was like a minus 2 or even, something like that, close. But in the middle of the game, when the Lakers were when the Lakers were making the run, LeBron was like minus 25 on the bench. And the Lakers, almost everybody was like even or slightly plus or slightly minus. And yes, LeBron, he played well, semi-well down the stretch. He had some big turnovers, though.
Big turnovers. Big, 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 big turnovers.
And I've never seen him miss passes like that. He had one where he was making a pass to the dunker spot. I forgot who was there. I think it was like Vando. To his feet.
Yeah.
And then he had those couple cross-court passes. What was that? Like, they were so weak. Like, they weren't even going to get to the target if no one were, you know, trying to intercept. But, I mean, they were like noodle arm, you know, just like terrible. They were like some Brett Favre, like getting tackled, you know, like those picks he would throw. I mean, I don't know. I don't like that. So I think against a team like Memphis that's going to be flying all over the place, JJJ is going to be going for blocks. Dylan Brooks is going to be getting in LeBron's grill. Yeah. And Ja, he seems like he's come back. He just kept his head down. He's just playing good basketball.
Yeah. Which he needs to.
Yeah. I don't like it. I don't like the matchup. So I think Memphis in probably like 6.
Yeah. I think, you know, LeBron had the worst plus minus of the game of any player that played.
Yeah. The winning team or the losing team. Yeah. And he was on the winning team and he still had the worst plus minus.
But his stats were good, like 30-10, 6-1-2, 50% shooting, over 50% shooting. Like, so if you look at those numbers, you're like, but I think it's everything you're saying, everything we've been saying about LeBron for a while now, right? It's, if you're playing any video game that you are the master in, you're the best in, but you add a 0.5 second lag, you're not going to do well. It's going to hurt you. You can compensate for it. You can compensate as best as you can, but all that muscle memory goes out the window.
Yep.
Like, that's gone. And so this is what we're finding with LeBron in year 20. The year 20. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, yes, he could still put up stats. Yes, he could still put up numbers. Yes, he should probably close the game still. Like, he could do all of those things. But when you see those cross-court passes that he used to do that were so flashy before, it's off now. When you see the, like, in traffic decisions, it's off now. Like, it's off. It's not the same. And so, can he still get buckets? Yeah. He could still get buckets.
Of course. You know, of course he can.
Can he shoot threes? Yeah. Can he hit fadeaways? Can he... is he amazing still at the rim? Yeah. He's still amazing at the rim. But the things that require youth and energy and effort, such as defense, rotation defense, it's not there, right?
Yeah.
They replaced him with Vanderbilt for one of the stretches in the fourth quarter, and the Lakers looked insanely fast.
That's like, when they went on their run, and the defense was swarming. They were getting their hands on like
held the T-Wolves scoreless for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Five minutes scoreless.
Yes. Honestly, I think if the Lakers are going to win, they need to play LeBron less.
They do.
That's the only chance. 29 minutes. 29 minutes.
29
maybe
minutes.
30.
Maybe 30.
Like 30 minutes. I think 30 minutes is
just still close
perfect.
Games, though. He can still close games. He can. But you don't need him for the whole second quarter. You don't need him for the whole third quarter, whole first quarter. Start for a little bit. Sit him down. Get him some rest.
Not even the whole fourth quarter. Like, the thing about LeBron is he used to have so many options. And like you said, he's so good at basketball that he can still limit it to just a couple options and score.
Yeah.
You know, like if he just gets to the post or if he just gets in the lane where he's comfortable, he can still score. Or that three, you know, where he looks at the ball and he does this thing.
I hate it. Sidestep.
I hate it, but he does it and he makes it. Look, I give him credit. He makes it not all the time, but he makes it. But if it's like he's trying to be the old LeBron where he's reading and reacting, he can't do it.
It's
defense
not
or
the
offense.
Same.
Defense or like if he's committed to that chase down block, he can still get it. If he's reacting, the ball's going here, the ball's going there, I got to get out. Look at how Jared Vanderbilt moves on defense, and then look how LeBron moves on defense. One wrong prediction, and LeBron's out of the play.
Yeah.
Like if the ball goes here, you thought it was going to go there, and it goes here. We all know as our bodies age, that's what's the hardest thing. It's changing direction. Once you've already committed, right?
Quick touch fibers or whatever they're called.
Twitch fibers. Yeah, the Twitch fibers. But yeah, that's what LeBron is lacking now, because it's like, oh, I'm reacting. Here comes a double team. I'm gonna whip it cross court, right? But it's not
Which is what he used to do.
He used to look one way, whip the
hard,
you know, two rotations away pass. Yeah.
Yeah.
That you're not expecting
to Kyle Korver.
Get there in the shooting pocket. Swish. Now it's like, what was that? Like, who are you even passing it to? It's going between two guys, and then it's getting intercepted.
I mean, in the last minute, look, LeBron missed three. LeBron turnover cross court. LeBron didn't get the inbound pass. And LeBron assists for the go-ahead three. That was his final stretch.
Yeah.
You know, and honestly, he played as well as he could have played. But it's just critical mistakes.
Yeah.
Critical mistakes that are momentum killing, you know?
They are. Those turnovers are momentum killing. They lead to big swings. I mean, what? Torian Prince missed that three in the corner.
Yeah.
That would have been disastrous.
Wide open. He was hitting it all night.
So, man. I know. As soon as LeBron – it's like the Lakers went on that run. I think they cut it to, what, two? LeBron comes in. Torian Prince hits a three in his face immediately.
They're not – no one's scared of him. You know,
On defense.
Everyone's giving trash to Mario Chalmers about like, no one fears LeBron.
Yeah.
And look, he's year 20. He's year 20. Okay? And like that shouldn't be a thing. No one should have to fear him right now. They should fear Anthony Davis. That's who they should fear. And that's who they have to feed. Anthony Davis. Because when he is inside 16 feet, it's automatic.
Mm.
He can do no wrong except get hurt.
It's not impossible. The Lakers could win, but I just don't see LeBron. Look, it's the law of LeBron. It is. We'll see. If LeBron can get out of Anthony Davis's way for half of the fourth quarter and just, you know, be LeBron in the last 3 minutes. Yeah. That's it. But when we need the run, either to separate or to catch up, he can't be in there. You know, like, he either needs to just, like, commit to defense and run the offense through AD, or he needs to be on the bench. If Darvin Ham has the guts, like, if he has the, you know, cojones to do that, then I think the Lakers do have a chance. But if we're just, like, committing to LeBron, if we see any games where LeBron's playing 12 minutes in the fourth quarter, you know those games where he's playing 40 minutes and yeah. they're like, oh, he has to. I'm like, nah, this ain't going to work.
It's not going to work. He played 45. He played the most minutes of any Laker last night. That's too much.
We can't survive on that. I don't care how many buckets he gets. We're getting destroyed on the other end. We're giving the other team rhythm. You can't win like that.
But, you know, of course, the Grizzlies with their drama and no Steven Adams, who is the leader of the locker room, it's going to be interesting to see if they come together or if they implode.
They could implode, but I would see them imploding against, like, maybe another team.
Yeah.
But I think against us, I don't think there's a lot of drama going to play a role in the series, to be honest. Yeah. Unless Shannon Sharp is, like, you know, doing something crazy, but I just don't see it. I think it's going to be kind of standard, no drama. You know, Grizzlies win a couple, we'll win a couple, and then it'll be over.
All right, Joe, last one. Denver versus potentially Minnesota, potentially the Pelicans, potentially the Thunder. Bet the upset or on the main threat?
No, main threat. There's no risk here. Had Dallas made it, it could have been interesting. Uh-huh. But, I mean, come on. Who's going to be here?
Nobody.
SGA.
It's going to be SGA.
It's probably going to be SGA.
Because Gobert's going to come back and just cripple the T-Wolves. Just cripple them.
Well, I mean, they got to beat the Pelicans also, right? So
yeah, they got to beat the Pelicans.
I don't know. Could be Ingram. Could be SGA. Could be Cat. It doesn't matter. None of those teams are going to beat Denver. This is the best that Denver could have wished for. They certainly didn't want to see us in the first round.
No.
They didn't want to see Dallas in the first round.
No.
This is going to be nothing. Yeah, this is a non-story.
It's a waste. The main stories are the three of them. All right, Joe, that's it. You like that game? Bet the upset or the main threat? It's good, right?
It's a work in progress. It's not as bad as the other one. Wait, what
Chef's
was it?
Chef's kiss, bland, uh-huh. or bland. Idiot sandwich?
Bland, that was it. Yeah. Yeah. Worst game ever.
All right, I hope you guys enjoy round one. Thanks, everyone, for listening to the People's Pod. We'll be back. Round two. Subscribe, like, comment, share, rate, give us 5 stars. We'll be back with more nonsense. This is SGR with Cliff and Joe. Peace! Peace.